Blog Talk Radio.
Happy to have you. You were listening to Rebecca Rodman. She was playing the cello, and she was a guest on our show at least three times. She's an exceptional cello player. She's in two symphonies in the San Francisco Bay Area in the United States, and she was a child prodigy, and that was beautiful. Thank you, Rebecca. I would like to tell everyone tonight that we have a very, very special guest. And he and his translator are calling in from Tokyo, Japan. Also, before I bring Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto up and his translator, I would like to bring up my co-host, and her name is Ellie Crystal of Crystal Links. Ellie, hi.
Hi. Actually, it's evening where I am. It's afternoon where you are. And over in Japan, it's morning. So we're all giving different greetings as we were talking before the show came on. But it is a pleasure to join you again, Joy.
Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you being here. And I wanted to tell everyone, Dr. Emoto is calling in from Tokyo, Japan, where, as everyone knows, the earthquake happened, and many people are going through much suffering there, and we are very grateful that he is on our show tonight. He has much to offer, including talking about a prayer circle worldwide that is coming up right after the show. So I am going to go ahead, if it's all right with you, Ellie, and bring them on board along with the translator.
Yes, we chatted before, and I think your audience is really going to enjoy this.
I as well, and hopefully we will touch a lot of people with some ideas that they might be able to use to help the people in Japan. Hello, Dr. Emoto? Hello?
Hi, おはようございます.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, hello? Who am I speaking with? What is your name, please? The translator?
Tokiko Kai.
Hi, how are you? We are so honored you're here to help us. That's Kai-san, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. I didn't have much time to practice, but Kai-san.
Perfect.
Thank you. And you know, our co-host, our very special co-host, is Ellie Crystal.
Hi again.
Hello again.
Good morning.
Good morning over there. It is already morning. And
good morning. As you know.
Yes. What time is it in Tokyo?
8時, 今.
About 8:30 or 8:35 in the morning.
Well, we are in the afternoon here, and Ellie is in New York. I'm in San Francisco, so we're talking around the world, which is wonderful.
I decided to do while we were on break, just, you know, when the music was playing, I said to Joy, I sit here and I look at the Verrazano Bridge, which is a huge expansion bridge in New York. And I said to Joy, I said, I just wanted to bring the energy, like bridge the energy between New York, San Francisco, and Japan, because part of this global meditation that you're going to be doing, you know, today in Japan is just bringing everything together into oneness. And I just thought I would just stir that energy up a little bit from my end of New York.
Sounds good to me. Absolutely. All the healing energy we can get going is wonderful. And I know since you are both in Tokyo and you're right in the middle of everything, you can share with us many things, and also many things that people would like to know what they could do.
まず最初にこのようなチャンスを作っていただきましてありがとうございます。
First of all, I would like to extend my thanks and gratitude to you all to give me this wonderful opportunity.
We are honored. We are truly honored. The pleasure is ours.
こういう時はインフォメーションがとても大事なんです。
And as you might be aware, I think it is very important and crucial to have information, important information at this time.
まあ、日本の人たちは大変にやはりパニックになっております。これについて、皆さんにお伝えして、皆さんの愛をいただいて、看護をしてください。
So, as you know, all the people in Japan are kind of like in a panic mode. So at this time, we really need the loving energy from the people all around the world.
That's why I decided to create this bridge, if you would explain it to Mr. Moto, from my bridge right outside the house to San Francisco to where you are, and just let it circle around while we're talking.
ご存じのように、13月の30日に全世界の人々に一緒になっていただくということをお願いしています。
Yes, thank you very much for creating this bridge, Ellie.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'd like to ask a question. From a humanitarian perspective, what can the world do now to help the people of Japan?
Yes, thank you for asking. I thought many people have the same question. That's why I sent out this information urgently to all the people around the world to ask for the prayer. And this is called the 11 thanks prayer to the water at Fukushima nuclear plant, and we will be offering our love and thanks to the water of a nuclear plant in Fukushima at noon on March 31st, 2011, and you can do that in your time zone at 12 noon on March 31st, and we will be doing it.Today's noon. So I would appreciate it if each one of you who's listening to this show can join in this prayer.
That would be great. There are many people listening to this show. It was featured, and Ellie Crystal, our co-host, has a huge following, like a million listeners a day. Is that correct, Ellie?
Yes, pretty much. A little more right now.
A little more?
Yeah.
Well,
and it's, you know what I'm teaching people to do now? Because I feel, you can tell Mr. Moto, I could say this very slowly, but I feel that everything is coming back into one. Does he agree?
Could you say it again? What are you teaching,
Ellie? Yeah, I believe that everything that's happening on the planet, all of the energy of the people and the water and all sentient life forms are coming into one. We're becoming one consciousness.
Mm. あの、今世界中のすべての人、すべてのもの、または生き物、生き 等しいけれど、すべてのものが一つになるための何かが起きているんだというふうに私は思っています。
もう全く私も同じように思っています。
I totally agree.
And in becoming one consciousness, what I am teaching the people who read my website is you don't have to do anything special to connect with that oneness. I call it one deep breath. And that means where anybody who's listening to this, anybody who's wanting to help, you just pause and you focus. You take one deep breath because it aligns you with that oneness. You let it out and then you go.
Okay, let me translate that. でみんなが意識を一つにするということを私のウェブサイトでもご説明してるんですけれども、それは何をすればいいかというと、とても簡単なことです。それは深い深呼吸、深い呼吸をして、そして、今聞いてる方も一緒にやっていただいてもいいんですけれども、そしてそこで一瞬止まるんですね。ポーズして、そしてそこで意識を集中する。それによって、きちんと線を揃え、一つに揃えることができるわけです。そのようなシンプルなことです。OK. Understand.
What did he say?
And so, really, go ahead, Dr. Major.
あ、どうぞ。
まあ、今回のカタストロフィーの第1章の始まりぐらいに書いています。
You know, we have just had this tragedy of earthquake and
yes.
tsunami, tidal wave, and nuclear plant problem. And to me, it really looks like this is the beginning of the catastrophe of the world.
Yes.
たまたま日本で起きたことではありますけれども、これはまあ世界の人々、地球人の共通のやはりディザスターというふうに考えられてますし、そのように皆さんが反応してくれていると思うんですね。
So, well, you know, Japan happened to be the very first place to be hit by this disaster or catastrophe, but I feel that all the people around the world is sharing this sentiment that we really need to make some kind of change. I think it's very important to be awakened at this time.
Well, if in the oneness of everything, this is Ellie, in the oneness of everything, what affects Japan at this time, be it the tectonic plates or the radiation levels, affects the whole planet now. We really are becoming one.
このように、例えば、地震のプレートが、断層が動いたこととか、放射能が、原発から出ているということは、私たちを一つにするために、日本でそれをが起きているというようなことなんですね。
そうですね。で、その原因はですね、やはりあまりにも人類が水に対して、無知であった、注意があまり払ってこなかった、ところにあると思います。
Yes, I agree. And, you know, the reason why all of these things are happening is because, we human beings have been totally ignorant up until now. Especially, we are ignorant about what the truth of water.
Well, 全ての大地は水なしでは存在しないわけですが、もっともっと水とは何かとか、水と対話をするようなサイエンスというものを構築すべきであったと思うんですね。
As we all know, without water, nothing can be born or produced on this planet. And all the nature and phenomena are depending on water. However, we modern people already forgot how to have a dialogue with water. and how to have a dialogue with our nature or with this planet Earth. So I think now is the time to once again learn how to communicate with our Mother Earth and water.
まあ、今回の現象面で見ましても、結果的に津波という恐ろしい水の襲来によって何万人の人が亡くなり、そしてまた水によってラジエーションが、ある面では正解、ある面では全般されている、全く水が主人公になってますよね。
And, you know, that tsunami, a tidal wave, caused this huge disaster and tens of thousands of people have lost their lives.
Yeah.
And through water, now the radiation is spreading out. So water is playing such a big role in this story. That's something we should be aware.
でも福島原発の中の水はですね、身をもって我々に危険を教えてくれているとも思います。
So, you know, what I'm feeling now is that the water at Fukushima nuclear plant is trying to reach out to us, trying to give important message to us by using their own molecule or body.
大変なその環境の中にいて、自信して、どんだけに、数値とかに、を研究して、我々はそれに対してまず、謝らなくちゃいけないし、そしてまた、感謝をするべきだと思います。
So, in a way, this water is kind of sacrificing itself to show us how dangerous the nuclear radiation could be. And now water is contaminated so badly, and it's showing us the level of danger. And it's suffering right now. But because we didn't realize, we never had a chance to communicate with water. So I think now is the time to send our sincere apology to water that we are very sorry. We never realized that you had this power to communicate with us.
Absolutely. And if anyone out in the audience that is listening has read any of Dr. Emoto's books, they are more than familiar with his experiments with water and how water is so affected by words and music, and that I should terribly, I totally agree with what you are saying. We have not been listening. And I'm sure that many of the people would like to know what is the best way that we can right now get in touch with where we are, where we live, around the world, and avert this from happening where we are.
で、今じゃあ私たちができることは、今自分のいる場所、世界のいろんなところにいる人たちがそれぞれに、できることというのは何なんです
か、ね、この瞬間でできることは、やはり一つになることですね、祈りです、この大災害を対して、まあ、先ほど言ったような方法で祈っていって、とにかく一つになる。
Well, you know, at this moment, this very moment, everyone can join in this prayer and in this communication with water,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you are. So, you know, the disaster already happened, but now we can send our sincere apology to water and to the nature of this planet, that we are very sorry that we are the ones who caused this. And we have to become one, like Ellie is saying, you know,
yeah.
Oneness is the key, it's the very important key.
そしてそれはアルバート・アインシュタインが言っているようにイーコール MC スクエア、実際に言っているのは質量かける光の速度の事象、この本当の意味は作っていることを言っていて、でそこになってエネルギーって純粋なエネルギーがこの地球上に生まれてくるわけです。
And、you know, the more people join in, the better it is, and the more effective it will be. As I'm always saying, some people might be already familiar with my theory, but I always borrow Dr. Albert Einstein's famous formula, equation, E equals mc squared, and this is how I interpret this. E, energy, can be created by people's consciousness and energy, and the number of people. So energy E equals M means mass of people, and C can be interpreted as
speed of light.
C, usually people say it's speed of light, right? But C can be the consciousness. So the more people put their heart together, the more effective it is. And the purer it is, the more effective it is. So I think that's what Einstein wanted to teach us.
Well, I think what he meant, this is Ellie again, I think what he meant also is that everything is consciousness, everything is connected. Consciousness does move faster than the speed of light, which we know, and this interconnectedness is what we're all feeling right now. When I get a lot of email from a lot of people, and when the unfortunate circumstances of Japan happened recently with the earthquake and tsunami, there were so many people who dreamed about this event happening, and dreams are the flow of this collective unconscious, which goes to water. It's a metaphor, but people dreamed about this happening. Actually, so did I. And they saw it happening, they saw it occurring, so it just shows us that we're one on this level and we're one in higher frequency.
そうですね、おっしゃる通りだと思います。そしてまたアインシュタインが言いたかったことというのは、すべては意識によって、変わる、そして意識はみんな本当はつながっているんだということですね。全ての人たちの意識というのは実はつながっていて、お互いの相互作用をしているということですね。ですから、例えばこの日本で津波や地震が起きたということを、もっと前に夢などで予知していた人たちがたくさんいるわけですね。ですから、そういう集合意識のレベルにはすでにこの情報が入っていたということです。そしてそれを私たちにこういう形で示してくれているというようなことではないかと思います。
そういったようなその集合意識、宇宙レベル的な通信であるとか、そういうことも全部水の情報を機能によってなされていると思うんですね。水というのはいろいろ姿を変えていきますが、そのようにやはり次元を超えたテレパシー的なその情報から、そういうものだと思うので、いろいろ情報を持つんだということはやっぱりもっともっと使う。
Yes, I totally agree. And you know what? The reason why we can feel this collective unconsciousness or this interconnectedness is that we have this medium called water. So through water, we are connected, and through water, information can be transmitted. So without knowing, we get this telepathic message or information through water molecules in the world, around the world, because water is the interdimensional matter, but not us, not us, our physical body. So I believe, again, water has a very important role here.
まあ、そういったことについてあまりもずっと科学界はこれを無視してきましたね。研究している人たちをむしろ排除してきましたね。否定してきましたね。まあ、そういうことに対してのやはり自らの大きな大きな復讐という動画が悪いんだけど、結構まあ、焦られたと正直に思うんですね。はい、そういうような姿勢をぜひとも科学者の方は改めてほしい。水は情報を記録するんだということも昔からシャーマンやそういう人たちが言っているのに、なぜそれを否定しなきゃいけないのか、もっと謙虚にそれをね、研究の対象に伝えてほしいなと思います。
And I'm just sharing my own theory and hypothesis. However, the scientific community has been trying to just stamp out all the researchers who specialize in water. And so even though we always try to communicate this important information about water, for some reason, we always have difficult time. So I think now we are really getting this alarm that, it might be too late if we wait too long to realize this truth. I would like to also tell all the scientists around the world that it is very important to be aware that water can transmit information. And this is not what we recently discovered or anything, because when we look into old writings, or when we get the knowledge of olden times, all the shamans and natives and indigenous peoples, they all have a completely uniform idea about water. They all say water is the key, and water can transmit information.
And they all, this is Ellie again, and they also believed, many of them believed, especially the indigenous people, that their gods were amphibious. They came from the water. They came from the sea. This is, you know, it's all metaphoric and mythological, but many of the indigenous tribes believe that their gods were amphibious.
それでもう一つ、このネイティブの方たちが共通的に信じていることというのは、神様は海からこう現れてたということですね。
まあ、実はね、やっぱり神のメッセンジャーであるというふうに私は信じざるを得ない
ですね。Yes, that's true. So that's why I personally believe that water is sent here as the messenger of God.
Well, water is often linked with creation also. Like these amphibious gods came from the sea, we came from the sea, and it all goes to creation from the sea.
そうですね。そして創造というものに必ず水が関わっていますね。今言ったように神が自ら現れたとかそういうことですね。Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. And not only gods, but all the humans or living beings are born from water or from the sea.
Everything is from the sea because everything is from consciousness.
That's so very true.
one and the same. It's pretty much one and the same. You can't separate one from the other.
No. Right now I'm not able to swim. I'm a swimmer for 35 years, and physically I can't swim, and I'm really having a hard time. So I can't agree more how important the water is.
I'd like to ask you whether you know or you can guess why conventional scientists don't like to believe water can transmit information.
Well, scientists don't like, this is Ellie, scientists do not like to be pinpointed down unless it can be proven in fact. You know, you can say that water that you've blessed and water that is holy water and whatever has healed people. There's a lot of theory about different kinds of water and how it affects, you know, the human psyche and the human physical body, but none of that has ever been actually proven. And scientists are scientists. You know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Understandable. I would like to tell you that the physicist, Dr. Michio Kaku, wanted to call in and tell you hello and offer his condolences and his prayers for the healing of Japan and all the world. He is on his way to Zurich, Switzerland, but he was kind enough to take time. I don't know if you're aware of Dr. Michio Kaku, the physicist, but he was very, very concerned about everything, and he wanted to tell everyone hello. Dr. Carl Sagan's spot. He is able to bring physics to the average person's mind and explain it quite well. He has a book called Physics of the Impossible. He's quite well known and very popular, and he wanted to say hello to everyone and offer each of you his condolence and his hope that everything would get better, and he feels it will.
I have a question. This is Ellie. May I ask a question of Mr. Emoto?
Can I just translate that to them now? ミッチェル先生というのは日本で生まれて有名な物理学者であるんですけれども、物理をとても分かりやすく一般人に解説した第一人者ではないかというのがカール・ペーガン先生とも関わりがあるんですが、それで、スタノーの物理という本も書かれた人で、日本に対してお悔やみを申し上げたいというふうに言っているので、Okay, I will be looking for Dr. Mitchell Kokuro's book in Japan, a Japanese translated version,
yes.
And I will try to study that.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Kaku works with string theory. Maybe he could. He remembers him. He has long gray hair. He's a professor here in New York. He talks about string theory, and he was working in CERN with the Large Hadron Collider.
そういう科学者の中でもいわゆる量子力学の先生たちは別なんですよ。
うん。
ええ、よく理解してくれて
る。Well, I truly hope scientists like Dr. Mitchell Kokuro would lead the society from now on. Because I think someone like him, a cutting edge physicist or a quantum physicist, they are the ones who are now finding out all these secrets of the world.
Yes, he's one of the physicists, not just Japanese, but one of the global physicists who is bridging the gap between quantum physics and physics, actual physics.
I see. インプの先生が量子力学と一般の物理をつな、いでる役割をしているような方だと思います。
素晴らしいですね。
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Absolutely. You know, would you mind if I bring up one of our callers? He had written me. His name is Danny, and he is part of our media. He actually wanted to be part of the show, but we didn't get the message soon enough. But he would like to ask you a question. His name is Danny, and I'm going to bring him up. Hello, Danny.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
Okay. Hello, Danny.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
And Danny, you were born in Tokyo?
That is correct.
Yes, and I know that you know well the situation there, and you also speak the language, and we are honored to have you. Thank you for calling in.
Sure.
Oh, wonderful. So you can ask the question in Japanese if you like.
It's up to you.
Up to you.
Oh, okay. Why don't I do it in English?
All right.
Okay.
And I will have you do the translation of that.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Now, I know that what happened in Japan, you know, all, like you said, deals with water. Tsunami is water, and they needed to use the water to cool off the nuclear power plants, and now the radiation is leaking into the water, and then the water is involved in every phase, seems like, with what's happening in Japan. But do you think it is like when the Greeks and Romans 2,000 or more than that years ago tried to dig the Corinth channel between the Asian and the Mediterranean seas, and they had to quit because it was what it was doing to the water?
地震が始まって津波になって、そして今回、最初は水で原発を沈めようとしていたら、今度は水に汚染が広がっちゃったみたいな、水が全てのこの段階で必ず登場していると、ということをおっしゃる通りだと思うんですけれども、このことをご存知でしたか。ギリシャ人、ローマ人ですね、2000年以上も前のことですけれども、アジアと地中海の方を水路っていうんですか、繋ごうとしていたということが事実があったことをご存知ですか。私は存じ上げませんでした。Well,
I have never heard about this.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they tried to dig a canal and between the Aegean Sea and the Mediterranean Sea. And do you think it upset the Neptune, the sea god there?
What it was upsetting the Neptune?
Do you think that's why they have to quit their construction project?
それで、アジアの海と地中海を水路でつなごうとしていたんです、運河みたいな形でつなごうとしていたんですけれども、そこで水の神であるネプチューンの怒りを買ってしまったために、それを途中で断念しなければならないということだったらしいんですけど。
And if so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry. I think he'd like to say something.
地球は我々人間と同じように、もう水で全部つながってるんですね。ですから水脈というんですか。どこにでも実は地下のあるわけですね。そういう面で、情報というのは非常に素早く伝わっていて、
What Dr. Moro just said is in our physical body, you know, all the organs and everything is connected by water or through water. And so in the same way, on this planet Earth, everything connected through water or by water, and we have underground water lines, and through these lines, everything is connected. That's what I heard, and I'm not very familiar about this water god or goddess Neptune, but maybe Neptune is the one who was kind of controlling all the water on this planet. Am I right?
Danny?
Yeah.
Do you really believe that Neptune was a god who controlled the water on the planet?
I don't know.
He was a mythological god and most likely an alien.
Yeah, and, you know, even though we don't have Neptune in our legend, in Asia or Japan, we have a different form of deity, dragon. You know, dragon.
Oh,
right?
Dagon! I love Dagon.
Yeah.
Dragon is one of my favorite characters in mythology. I know exactly who he is. I can visualize him.
Oh, and dragon is supposed to be also the water deity in Japanese myth.
These are the mythological creational god forces that came from the sea.
And, you know, the earthquake first occurred in Miyagi Prefecture in Japan. That was the nearest city from the epic center of
right.
the earthquake. Right. And then in Miyagi, there is supposed to be the palace of the dragon. According to Japanese myth, Dragon's Palace is located in Miyagi Prefecture. So, you know, this just happened from there. All this tragedy happened from there. And I think maybe we have been stimulating or making a water god upset because we have been very ignorant about it.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay. So may I have a follow-up question?
Yes, please.
Okay. So in Japan's case, what happened in Japan, do you think there are anything specific that the Japanese people did to the water that caused this to happen?
No. Oh, sorry, it's Ellie. Absolutely not. In defense of the Japanese people, I don't.
Oh. Answer the question.
Like example,
so
you know, create, you know, building a nuclear power plant by the water. And using the seawater to cool off and all that kind of things.
You know, actually, already a very well-known Japanese politician commented that this tragedy was the punishment from the heaven, and everybody was so angry at his comment, and he apologized publicly. So
right.
I really have to be careful about what I say.
Absolutely.
I hope you understand.
So, do you think, the Noah's flood mentions in the Bible, do you think that was the similar kind of situation where God destroyed life to recreate life to start again because of the man doing things to angry God, to anger, you know, God, to cause the flood and the tsunami in this case and all that kind of things?
That goes to ancient alien theory, and it really is linked to ancient alien theory. Seriously, History Channel, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's this is Ellie, and I'm very strongly into this, but there isn't a God sitting up there saying, you did something wrong on this planet, and I'm going to wipe you away. I don't agree with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I mean, if you watch the History Channel Ancient Alien Theories, and they have everything out on DVDs now, they explain all of this and why it all happened and how humans are. I hate to get off onto the subject of aliens, but this is part of what I'm here about. And it's all interconnected. Let's put it that way. What's going on in Japan, the movement of the tectonic plates is not about an angry God. This has been written up in scientific journals for years. Anybody who studied about the Pacific Ring of Fire, the movements of the plates, who have been following New Zealand, Indonesia, all through Chile, all of that, this was something that was set in destiny. This was something that inevitably had to happen, and I absolutely honor the way the Japanese people are handling this. I watched a new show on CNN today, and it showed the Emperor of Japan, and he was going and visiting the people, you know, the evacuees in temporary shelters in Tokyo, and it's done with such dignity. It's just, it just is wonderful and amazing to me. It really is. But certain things cannot be overlooked, and that's where you have to step into science. Science has predicted these earth changes, as I call them, for 20, 30, 40 years or more. And it's just the whole cycles of the water, the cycles of the earth, the cycles of consciousness. And this is something that has to be looked at, not some angry God up there going, hey, you down there, you know, you screwed up, so I'm going to punish you. It's a lot more than that. And this is Ellie.
Yeah, and, you know, this is Joy, and I really understand the need, though, to find something to latch onto that caused it. I really understand that, and it is extremely difficult when so many people are dying, suffering, and will die from this event. And I totally understand the need to find something that caused it. You know, even if we can't, and we won't, but I understand.
You know, when this happened, this is Ellie again, when this happened, I sent emails out. I had seen this coming, and I sent emails out to friends who are in both metaphysics and in science. The scientists said, come on, Ellie, you knew this was going to happen. The metaphysical people, they came back with, astrologically, this was destined to happen. They came up with all their reasoning. Everybody has to reason and process, but this whole thing is a process. And my heart, more than anything, goes out to the people in Japan. It really, really does. But then you have to look ahead. I'm a psychic, okay? You have to look ahead. What are the probabilities that this will happen again in the near future? This is science, and science has to step up. I mean, it's really, really important that we take a look from all perspectives. We can pray into the collective unconscious. We can pray for the people. And believe me, I've dreamed about it, and I've prayed about it. But at the end of the day, we have to go to the physical sciences, because is this the last time this is going to happen? And my question that I was going to ask Mr. Emoto was, his book is called Messages from Water. If he were to take the water now, the crystalline molecular structure of the water that came A, from the tsunami, and B, with the higher radiation levels, what would that water say? What would, oh, I'd love to see what that water looks like. I'm sorry, I know I said a lot, but it's been sitting with me all day to say this. So you can explain it to him however.
Sure, sure.先ほど彼が聖書にもありますように、こういうふうな水によって、いろんな人たちが完全に人間がもう破滅してしまって再創造が起きたとかいうようなことがあるんで、今回も人間が何か間違ったということで全部水の中に流されるなんでしょうかって彼が聞いたら、エリザベスが入って、それは絶対そういう罪とか罰とかというだけのことではなくて、私はそれには反対します。もういろんな先生術とか科学とかいろんな人たちにこのことが起きた直後に、E メールで連絡を取り合いましたけど、みんなこれはもう必然的に予告がされていたことだというふうに言ったので、人間が悪いとか それだけのそういうことではなくて、これは起こるべきして今地球の流れとして起こっていることだというふうに私は思うんですというふうに彼女がおっしゃったんですね。でそこで江本先生にお聞きしたいのは、自らの伝言という本があるように、 結晶でいろんなものが示されるわけですけれども、今回、例えばあの A、B の水の検体があったとします。一つは津波の水、一つは、放射能を帯びた水。この2つの結晶は一体どんなものになるんでしょうか。
はい。私は水の結晶の、次の不可解であるもの、これは大自然からの答えで、消すという意味だと思っているし、一生はできないもの、見にくいものが大自然の答えであるのという不可解だと思っています。
First of all, I'd like to tell you how I usually get answers from water or water crystals. So when we observe beautiful hexagonal shape, very balanced symmetric hexagonal shape, that means we get a yes answer from the great nature. And when we don't see any beautiful crystal form, but rather totally chaotic shape or disfigured shape, that means this information is against the nature. That's how I understand.
10年前に日本の東海村というところで放射能漏れ事故があって、そのそばの井戸水を見てもらって結晶を撮影したところ、非常におぞましい写真しか撮れませんでした。
About 12 years ago in Japan there is a village called Tokai Village, and over there they had a radiation leak from the nuclear plantAnd the person who lived in the area sent us their well water to see what kind of result we can see. And that water, that contaminated water, looked totally awful. And I couldn't see any hexagonal beautiful crystal.
に対して免疫を向上する波動を検査して再度取ったところ、見事に美しい検証ができました。
And to the same water sample I applied a special vibration or information, and this information is the one to improve our immunity, and afterwardsWe observe the same water again, then we were able to see beautiful hexagonal shape.
免疫というのは、私の思いでは、愛、感謝、プラスのエネルギーで愛、与えるエネルギーで愛、いただくエネルギーで感謝、これのコンビネーションだと思います。
I'm always proposing that immunity can be created by love and gratitude. And when we have a very wonderful, perfect balance of love and gratitude in our heart, our immune system should be perfect. And love is always giving energy, very, very active energy.And gratitude is something that you feel after receiving something. So this is rather receiving or passive energy. And the combination of love and gratitude in a perfect balance should be very important.
Well, love is a frequency. And...
するというのは愛と感謝の思いを含むわけですが、既にそういう実績が他にもあるんですが、あるもんですから、そのいう思いで、そのあそこの水をまずとりあえずきれいにしてほしいな、そういう思いです。
Let me just continue. That is why I proposed and I asked all the people around the world to send their love and gratitude to water of Fukushima nuclear plant because we already have the similar experience experienced in the past after sending our sincere love and gratitude to water, water changed. So I'm hoping we can have the same result or improvement of water after we put our hearts together to send our love and gratitude to water. Go ahead.
This is very interesting to me. I looked at the pictures on the internet of the water crystals that Mr. Moto sent, you know, different emotions to, and emotions of frequency, so of course they're going to alter the crystals. They all have the basic, you know, six sides. They're all hexagrams, and they all took different shapes, which I thought was fascinating. Now, when he looked at that water from that well you were talking about, the one that was exposed to radiation, were the water droplets, did they have the same hexagon shape, even though they may not have been so pretty?
Excuse me, I think the line is now kind of unstable, and your voice kind of like...
Oh, it is. It's faltering. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and I'm going to play a song that was written for our show by Belgian classical composer Stéphane Maillard. So if you don't mind, I'll play a couple of minutes or a minute of that, and so we can get back together.
Okay. Okay.
All right, thank you. Well, let's see.
Joy?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Joy? Hello?
Ellie?
Yeah. Are we going to be taking questions, or will he be taking questions from the audience?
We've got a board, and there's two more, and I bet there's about 10 more. I don't know quite how to get them all on board.
Okay. I think we should fill the music break, because I don't think we need it.
All right.
And let's see if people can ask their questions. I was very curious to know about the crystalline structure of the contaminated water. But if we don't get to that, then let's just move into, you know, audience. I really wanted to know. I find it fascinating.
I don't know how much... This is 775.
Yes, this is Stacy Z.
Hi.
And I am so sorry. I jumped on, and for whatever reason, well, I know what reason.
No problem.
Mercury retrograde.
It's Mercury retrograde to the to the guilty one.
Not a problem, Stacy. Did you have a question?
Yes, I actually do. First, I want to say that I think that the Japanese people are our honor and our example to us all to show us how to behave in a disaster. I mean, if we could all just get a sense of community like we from them, if we can just get that part, that it doesn't matter what transpires in the future, we will survive it and we'll go on because we'll be, again, like you were saying before about being one, but... I was fascinated about, because I love his work anyway, but I was fascinated about how he said that the water, I just wanted to make sure I was clear about this, the water, after he took the test, looked absolutely or even better than a day before he took the test, for, after the earthquake in the tsunami, correct?
Did you get that, Dr. Moto, or...
I don't know if we're back on.
I think something happened to this line. You know, the sound is, like, really, really shaky, and it gets, like, cut off, so we cannot really hear it clearly. I don't know why.
Well, in that case, we should cut the show short. Let me try one more call and see if we can bring them up. Stacy, I'm so sorry. Let me try one more call.
No problem.
Can we try to reconnect the line?
Oh, you sound very loud now.
Absolutely.
Clear.
If you'd like to hang up and call back, I'll bring you back up.
Joy, maybe it's because there were call-in guests, you think?
Yeah, we've had so many calls, you wouldn't believe. We are just inundated with callers that want to talk to Dr. Moto. But if you would like to call back in, that would be absolutely fine. We have about 23 more minutes.
Can you hear us clearly now?
I can
hear you.
Can you hear Melly?
I can hear you as very clearly.
Much better.
Much better.
Now, why? Because I think you dropped the other caller. That may have something to do with it.
It might have something. Let me try. We have one 916. Let me see. Hi, dear. 916-204. Hello?
Maybe like we don't want to take any risk. hang up.
Yeah, maybe we better
not have the callers.
Again.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and let them go ahead and talk, because we have many more callers, but it might be that the board is not set up to take too many callers. So perhaps let's continue on as we were.
Well, I really just wanted an answer, okay, about the question, messages from water, because messages can come from anything. It's all vibration. It's all frequency. This is Ellie again. And when Dr. Moto was talking about this water that had been contaminated by radiation, what did its crystalline molecular structure look like? Was it still a hexagram?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Is she still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
There.
So you're asking Dr. Moto has this picture of water contaminated, right?
Yes.
Right.
And then what was the second part of your question?
Oh, the first part is what the water looked like when it was contaminated. Did it still maintain a hexagon shape?
Hmm.
No. It didn't.
What you're saying is the natural patterns of water are hexagons, but when you contaminate the water with radiation, they change shape completely?
It's
fascinating.
As I said, when we observed the water which was contaminated by radiation, we didn't see any hexagonal shape at all. But the picture looked kind of like really spooky and awful.
Awful, yeah. I have observed the water that, you know, when you spoke to it and played a like classical music as opposed to heavy metal, and what it did. And because of that, I took actually little pieces of paper and put on everything in my apartment. I love you. Thank you for serving me. And I really felt that it was a very positive thing to do. I cannot scientifically, prove it, but personally, everything has kept working. So I really admire what I learned from Dr. Emoto.
Isn't that part of his Dr. Emoto's study, that the power of prayer or power of positive thought can change and heal the structure of things?
Hello, did you hear Stacy?
Okay, we heard the beginning part of what you said. You said you saw the difference between the picture after hearing classical music and as opposed to heavy metal. And
yes.
After that, we kind of lost.
You lost it. Well, Stacy is also a host on Blog Talk Radio. Could you repeat what you said?
Absolutely. What I was asking is, I believe that the studies that Dr. Moro's work has represented was the power of positive thought and the power of prayer to actually change things and heal things.
Okay, so Stacy was saying that she was interested in the power of positive thought and positive prayer to actually heal things?
ポジティブな思いとか祈りの力に関して、どの影響を与えるかということに興味があるということ。Okay, let me just clarify. Because, you know, we couldn't hear it very well. Did you want to ask about the result of sending the power of positive thought and power of prayer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 水かからの伝言の写真集が4巻出てますからね。それで一貫して言ってることは、ポジティブな言葉は音楽は美しい現実を作り、ネガティブな言葉は音楽は現実を作らない、それを言っております。
We already published this series of photo collection, Messages from Water, in 4 volumes. And all through those volumes, I've been saying that any positive information, such as positive words, positive music, positive thoughts, or positive prayer, can create beautiful crystals. And on the other hand, negative information wouldn't create any beautiful crystal.
それは水の結晶だけではなくて、ご飯、スチームドライスに対しても。
And interestingly enough, people around the world, just ordinary people, have been doing rice experiments. You know, you heard about it. If you check it on YouTube or Google, you can see hundreds of results sent by people, just ordinary people around the world. But they have done the same experiment with cooked rice. You put you cook rice, and then you put those rice into 3 different jars. And on one jar, you always send your thought or intention of thank you or gratitude. And then the second one, you say, you pour, or, you know, in your mind. You don't really have to say it aloud. But maybe you just look at this rice with the intention of you are bad or you fall. And then the third one, you completely ignore.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even like pay attention at all. And
mm-hmm.
you separate those 3 jars in your room. And probably after a few weeks or so, you see this amazing difference between those 3 rice. And from and the worst one is even you know, being ignored.
Yeah.
So the rights which has been ignored becomes completely like blackish liquid like, you know, and then the best one is of course being said thank you, and this one even though like after many days or months you know, it kind of gets fermented and it becomes like miso, you know, miso paste, right? Miso is fermented soybean or fermented rice. So this particular jar of rice becomes fermented when you send the thought of love and gratitude. And the second one, you know, you say, like, you fall or you bad. This one gets, like, molded and it has, like, different kinds of mold. But it's better than the third one, which has been completely ignored.
Yeah.
That's the very interesting results that we see by ourselves and also we see from all the people around the world.
You know that. Go ahead, Ellie.
Oh, no, what I wanted to say is, considering how much metaphysics we've all studied and the level of consciousness and frequency we're in now, you know, that what we're talking about is everything's connected by grids. And if you are sending out a love frequency, I mean, your rice is not sitting there going, oh, it said thank you. Your rice is picking up a positive frequency. And, you know, you just send your frequency out to people and places and things and water and trees and nature and animals and everything else. And that's just the whole way everything just goes round and round. What I wanted to say is we don't have a lot of time left. And I think what I'd like to ask of Mr. Emoto is, what is the most important message about his people and his work now that he would like to bring to the audience?
Yes, I agree with that. Did you understand that?
Did we lose her?
Hello?
Yeah, I can you hear me in Japan?
So was that a question to
the
Dr. Emoto?
The question is, what is the most important message that Mr. Emoto wants to bring to the audience now in reference to what's going on in Japan and the whole world?
Okay. Okay. Thank you. では、江本先生に、世界の人たち、この視聴者の方々に、伝えたい最も重要なメッセージは何ですかということですね。
今日の時点では、3月30日の午後、正午にですね、それぞれの家庭で、それぞれの職場で、日本の福島原発の中の水のために、愛と感謝の思いを送っていただきたい、ごめんなさいと思って、ね、それを3度ほど支えてください、それを自分のも絶対と思います。それによって世界が地球人として一つのユニットに、
Yes, thank you very much. So once again, let me ask you again on March 31st at 12 noon in your time zone. Please send your sincere apology, gratitude, and love to the water of Fukushima nuclear plant in Japan.
That's,
Yes.
And through this prayer, I believe that all the people around the world can be connected in one, and we could become one as a whole unit, and that way we will be able to overcome this tragedy and challenges. As you are already aware, Japan is the only country that received two atomic bombs during the Second World War.
Yes.
But despite that fact, we didn't seem to learn the lessons, and we hold 17 nuclear plants in the country right now. So I think it's very regretful that we still try to rely on only nuclear power. So I hope in the future that we will be able to find other ways to create energies from alternative methods, such as using water. And I think that is the homework that we all human beings have. We should be able to create energy not only from nuclear plant or from oil energy, but from water. So I have a great hope for the humanity, and I would love all the scientists to study more about water to find a way to create and receive wonderful clean energy from it.
Absolutely. And as we sit here in our safe little homes and we're very comfortable, it is really hard to conceive what the people in Japan are going through, especially those that are most touched by this disaster. And I want to offer my condolences and also thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming on our show, because no matter the reason or the outcome, we are very, very much with you. And there are very many people out here that would help you in any way they could. And we will be most happy and grateful for you to let us know what we might be able to do.
Sorry, could you say it again?
Yes, I just wanted to say that there are many people in our listening audience that would love to help you, no matter what the reason for this tragedy or the outcome of this tragedy. We all need to know or would like to know what we personally could do to help you.
Okay. の方々は本当に、今の状況に何かできることを協力したいと思っていて、どういう理由で、こういうことが起きたかということは、さておいてですね、今私たちにできることっていうのを、それぞれができることを、示してほしいと思います、ね。
I think we have a really poor connection. I hear a loud screeching.
Right.
But I
right.
do know that everyone that listens to this show and will listen to it will be able to understand more the gravity
okay.
of the situation, and also that we are all struggling for the answers to why it happened, how we can prevent it in the future, and also what we can do right now, each of us. And we
right.
would love to join you in the prayer. And again, could you tell us when the prayer is?
Let me just finish what I was just saying.
Of course.
Yeah, sorry. We just asked you to send your apology, gratitude, and love to the water of Fukushima nuclear plant. But in our everyday life, I think it's very important to always have our intention focused more towards water, and we can always say thank you or I love you or I'm sorry to any water around us. Through that, I think we can get connected each other through water, and
yes.
we could put our hearts and hands together.
Yes,
so,
that's great.
Because we are all water. Look at our physical body. We are like 70% water, you know. Just imagine.
We're all water. So I understand what you're saying, and I'm so happy that we were able to have you on tonight. Ellie Crystal, I cannot thank you enough for being our co-host. Ellie is a very, 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 very popular person on the website. She gets so many visitors a day that most of us would go, oh, my gosh. Ellie, thank you.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Joy. It's really, really been a treat. Mr. Moto and the translator, whose name I'm sorry, I forgot at this point. Akiko, it has really, really been a pleasure. If you're ever in New York, either one of you or together, please feel free to contact me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And yesterday or the day before yesterday, I recorded this urgent message to the people in the world, and it's already uploaded on YouTube. So please try to search my name on YouTube and get my most recent message.
Do you think you could spell your name so people can write it? Just spell your name out?
Yes. Could you spell your name?
Excuse me?
Could you spell the letters of your name, or maybe you have a Joy?
Let me see. I should have it, of course.
Because
we're just trying to let the people know what your name is exactly so that they can find you on. Your last name is K-A-I. I don't know if she can hear it. Hello?
Yeah, our time's up. That's why we're at about a minute.
Yeah, we're just almost off the air, but I will go ahead and put this on the notes so that people can find you. And I want to tell you both thank you so much, and that everyone can find out how to contact them by checking out Ellie Crystal, crystallinks.com, or judyjoyjonesshow.com, and we have all the information right there. Thank you so much. Thank you, Ellie. Thank you,
Dr.
Moto. Thank you, Ms. Kai.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Have a nice, wonderful, successful day today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.